the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In the gospel passage that we heard for today, Jesus uses a parable that at first the people didn't understand, the parable of the Good Shepherd. And Jesus identifies himself as the Good Shepherd. So what does the Good Shepherd do? The Good Shepherd takes care of his sheep. The Good Shepherd feeds his sheep. The Good Shepherd even lays down his life for the sheep. Now, if Jesus is the Good Shepherd, the one who we as his sheep, the sheep of his flock, the ones who must go to the shepherd to find our safety, to find our comfort, to find our life, right, as Jesus says, I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. If that's who Jesus is, that means there are bad shepherds as well. Bad shepherds who don't take care of their flock. Bad shepherds who mislead people, who misguide people, right? Who give the sheep the opposite of what they need. Right? For example, when you're raising a child, can you give that child candy every day? No, you can't. Right? Sure, it makes the child stop crying. Sure, they get excited for it. They have a smile on their face. It tastes really good. Right, it may calm them down, but in the end, if all we do is feed our children candy, it's going to hurt them in the long run. They're going to develop diseases. So just like that, the bad shepherd feeds us kind of a lie, right? Something temporary, a temporary pleasure. And where are we at? Are we the ones being pulled in the direction of the bad shepherd? Do these things look enticing to us? Do the shiny things of the world, are they what drives us? Or is it the good shepherd, who is Christ, who is willing and has already laid down his entire life for us? The one who gives us safety, comfort, the one who gives us life abundantly. Right? He gives us life, happiness. What it means to live as a human being is to be under the Good Shepherd. Not under anybody else. Not under ourselves. Right? Because we can also be the bad shepherds. We can be the ones leading people into sin. We can be the ones who are ignorant, the ones who don't seek out the truth. And just because of our ignorance even, people can be misled. And yet, brothers and sisters, all of us have a duty. All of us have an obligation to listen to the voice of the shepherd. To listen to the voice of the Good Shepherd, who is Christ, the one who is calling you to enter into his home, the one who is calling you by name. Jesus wants a personal relationship with each and every one of us. He wants us to love him as he loved us. He wants us to grow. He wants us to change. And most importantly, he wants us to love those around us as he loves us, and to love him back. But we can't do that if we're distracted, if we're not part of the flock. So let's listen to the voice of the shepherd. Let's draw closer to where he is, flock, to where he dwells in the church. because this is the place where he gathers his flock. This is the place where we're all in communion with each other. The place where we can learn to love each other more and learn to love Christ more as he prepares to enter into our hearts. So Christ will enter into us today. We will receive him. We will receive him in his body and blood. The good shepherd, the one we hear about in this parable, is the one who we're going to receive. Are we going to allow him to change our lives? We're going to allow him to cleanse our hearts and to love him more? Or are we going to be led astray? And that's up to us. So let's try. Let's ask for God's grace. Let's ask for his love. Let's ask for his patience. Let's ask for his guidance so that we know how to follow the Good Shepherd. So we know how to serve and to love one another.